this is so cool. We got a little surprise visit here in this first segment of this hour from the Speaker of the State House of Pennsylvania, Mike Torza. He's on our discus to the Pittsburgh Newsline right now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Mike, real well. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. There is a budget. It's been signed, but it's not a budget in total. And now the new budget is going to be coming out very soon, or at least the governor is supposed to do that. And we are now in an election year. So where do we stand here?
Well, Mike, as you know, we passed three financially responsible budgets and put them on the governor's desk, beginning with the fifth on-time budget on June 30th, and the governor vetoed that. You know, that budget back on June 30th of 2015 increased spending by 3.3% over last year's spend in the state budget, and we did so without increasing taxes. We also put on his desk pension reform, and we put liquor privatization, one which would have brought in additional revenues, one which reduced long-term costs, and he vetoed those two bills as well. So we did another budget in September. He vetoed that in full, just like he did the one in June. And then right before the holidays, on December 8th, the House passed a $30.263 billion budget, Mike, a $30.263 billion budget, spent about 7% more than last year's spend. And the Senate, on December 23rd, right before the holiday, passed that budget, put it on his desk, did not increase sales taxes, did not increase personal income taxes. And essentially, the governor was forced, I believe, into signing at least 90% of it. His line item vetoes were capricious in most of our estimation. I would have let the budget become law. But as a result, there are a few line items that need to be finished, but almost all of the education funding has been signed into law, and so, all the human services lines have essentially been signed into law.
Okay, so I got to interrupt you here for a second. So what does he want you to do right now? Because he's bumping up his next budget address in the next few weeks, I think, right?
Yeah, Mike, it's unclear. I think he was, his original proposal called for a 20% increase in the personal income tax, a 10%
right.
increase in the sales tax.
Yep.
And he wanted those taxes, and he wanted the votes for those
taxes.
And
he still does? He still wants those taxes?
He still does, without any sense of accountability, by the way, and lots of walking around money, by the way. I just think he needs to close the 15-16 budget. My own suggestion to everybody is to put the remaining dollars back on the governor's desk. I just do not see how he vetoes that again. I don't see it. It's like governing from anarchy or chaos.
So you're saying, wait a minute.
I would put that back on his desk and conclude 15-16 before I would begin the hearings on 16-17.
Okay, so just to be clear, the line item vetoes, you're saying that the House and the Senate should just pass them again and put them back? And then
yes.
And force him to either veto them again. And okay, now, are you guys meeting? We're speaking, by the way, with a State House Speaker, Mike Torzai, representing the Republican majority in the State House. Are you guys meeting? I mean, you guys meeting the governor and his people and you and your people?
We did last week. It was brief.
Okay.
I would have certainly preferred a much longer and more robust discussion. The governor, I know, does call the leaders of the two chambers with some consistency. I wouldn't say it's often. I think the governor prefers governing not unlike President Obama from a campaign type of an approach. You know, I mean, they're running millions of dollars of ads,
right,
with supposedly independent, you know, with public sector union dollars, saying, oh, the budget's garbage, a budget that increased spending on public education, which we know primarily goes to teachers'
right,
benefits, by about $400 million.
Does he realize excuse me for a second, does he realize that this is an election year for, I think, every House member's up for election, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, and half the Senate, I believe, is up for...
Correct. That's right, Mike.
He does realize that, right? And demanding more taxes, and I'm not... first of all, I don't think a whole lot of Democrats wanted to vote for the taxes last year in the first place, which is why he had so much trouble. And now this year, it's an election year. I mean, what legislator is going to say, oh, yeah, that's right, I'll vote for taxes, I'll raise your state income? He does realize that that's probably an impossibility.
Look, Mike, I don't know. I just get the sense that he doesn't care. And here's the thing. It's not like I can tell you that I ever hear or that the public ever hears, here's what we want to do with the increased revenues. It's just we need more money for education.
I never hear
accountability or objectives. And I'll tell you, under his particular proposal, just by way of example, he wanted all this new money. $486 per kid was going to go to Philadelphia. By way of example, North Allegheny, Pine Ridgeland, two districts I represent, were going to be $55 per kid and $60 per kid.
Wow.
Philadelphia was getting $486 per kid of the new money.
Are you expecting him to come back in a few weeks with a new budget address for the next fiscal year that includes the same taxes that he proposed again, or proposed last year?
Yes.
Yes. So increase in income tax, increase in the sales tax. Do you think there's a snowball's chance in hell of that stuff getting passed this time around?
I really, Mike, I don't see it. People will talk about additional revenues, but I don't see any increase in the personal income tax and sales tax. I don't see it.
And he's going to also ask for Marcellus taxes again. Are you expecting that as well?
Yeah, I would see that. He has to recognize that there's an existing shale tax in the impact fee.
Right, he ought to make use of it.
If he wants to, you know, but he also has to recognize that his punitive approach and the global competition is already, what Shell is already in the process of sending 180 jobs to Houston. Chevron, Range Resources, Consol have all laid off significant work.
Right.
You know, workforce numbers. The governor has to understand where it is, and he has to be reasonable and in that approach and also try to promote job growth with sound energy policy, which he hasn't done at all.
I have less than 60 seconds to go. One last question. We're talking with State Representative Mike Torzai, who is the Speaker of the State House, leader of the Republicans in the State House. One last thing. All of this money that his cronies are pouring into these ad campaigns that you referenced a few minutes ago, are you and your members, that is fellow Republicans, seeing any change at this point in public sentiment about raising taxes, the governor's position versus yours?
No, I have not. In fact... We do need to continue to educate people that we passed three fiscally responsible budgets, two of which he vetoed fully, and the last one, which he signed almost 90% of.
Right, but my question is, are you sensing any sea change at all in public sentiment about?
No.
So it continues to be the people, the taxpayers, are continuing to let your members know we don't want more taxes.
Right, because they definitely do not believe that state government is going to provide more efficient services or better outcomes by taking more of their hard-earned money.
All right. State Representative Mike Torzai, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It was a nice surprise.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Anytime. 1:15 now on KDKA.